Welcome back to our lesson today. I have prayed that God would anoint me with an anointing that would not just make this lesson easy to present, but that the Holy Spirit would make it effective, to make it an effective message from God's Word. It matters not what we preach or teach. If it's not effective, we've wasted our time. I've been reading the Bible, and I keep coming across terms such as the last days, or in the last days, or it shall come to pass. Terms like latter times or latter days. And I've begun to search out these verses of Scripture that carried these phrases. Today, I'm going to start off with 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and verse 1. Paul is writing to a pastor, and he says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Do you ever wonder if these days in which we are living in are also part of those last days that Paul was telling Timothy about? He said, in the last days perilous times shall come. Perilous times, dangerous times, ominous days, he says, they're going to come. When Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he had already had 4 shipwrecks. He'd been beaten 3 times with rods, and 5 times he received 40 stripes, save one. It sounded like to me that Paul was living in perilous days and in perilous times. He said, "Once I was stoned, I have been beaten, a 9 in a day, I have been in the deep, I was in perils in the water, I was in perils of robbers, I was even in danger of my own countrymen. My own countrymen was trying to kill me. In the middle of the night, I escaped because they were hiding out at the gate to kill me." It appears to me that Paul was indeed living in perilous times. He said, "I was in danger in the wilderness, in the sea. I was even in perils among false brethren." False brethren, that was people that he thought was his brother. He thought that they were fellow workers in the Lord's service, and he discovered that they were not. Everybody that calls you brother is not your brother. Jesus said, "I'm going to send you out as sheep among the wolves." Why would he do that? Does he not love us? Would you send your child out among the wolves? Would you send them out where it was dangerous? Well, if you were going to be with them, you would probably do it because you would be by their side to protect them from the danger. Paul, it appears, was already living in the last days. Paul indeed was living in the last days. I think also that those last days has extended even to the days in which we live now. I don't know many real Christians, real brothers in the Lord, that would say that this is not those last days. And then I heard Peter say this, knowing this verse, that there should come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Peter knew about the scoffers. He was living in the last days. He knew that the scoffers were coming. He knew they were walking after their own lust. Paul and Peter both lived in the last days. The last days are not over. The last days will not be over until after the resurrection. I believe that it is after the resurrection that the sun will turn dark and the moon will turn to blood. Well, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me, but I will continue on this lesson again tomorrow at the same time on the same subject. Until then, may God's blessings be in your life. May His favor shine in your path. We love you.
Listen each weekday at this time with host C.M. Atkinson. Visit BibleStrong316.org.